Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it was amazing to say the least. I mean, we'll take a few of your calls in this hour, early in this hour, in fact. Back in the first hour, I had an amazing individual on with us, L.J. Chavez. His full name is Lauro Jones Chavez, and we have got his discharge, honorable discharge form here, his DD form 214. And we've blacked out his Social Security number, but it's posted up on Infowars.com. He did indeed work in CENTCOM. We did indeed, with his full name, find references to him online. And he was there on the morning of 9/11 and says that he witnessed a top officer saying that they got orders to stand down. They were saying, why isn't NORAD doing something? Where's the Air Force? Well, we've been told to stand down. And we already had that information clearly from Dick Cheney and the aide and Norman Mineta's testimony, Transportation Secretary. But that was a huge interview and so important, and we're still vetting it to doubly certify that it's accurate. But before everybody ran off the deep end saying that it was disinfo, we decided to actually go do some research and vet it. And when that process is still ongoing, but it meshes with exactly what we've heard from other people inside NORAD on and off the record. So you're welcome to comment on that at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Some other big developments. Major British papers are reporting that the North American Union is being formed right now. And Canadian papers are reporting it. A few U.S. papers are reporting it. Lou Dobbs has reported it. But still, the general public does not even know this is going on. This is officially happening right now. We have more of those reports up on the website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. On the subject of torture, compromise on treatment of terrorist suspects is sailed. L.A. Times did the best reporting I found out there. A lot of it was just disinfo. Oh, Bush has been given a great defeat, a great victory for civil libertarians. I'm sure you all heard that on radio and TV and in print. Well, now people have actually looked at the changes. It's all just some flowery language. It allows secret arrest of U.S. citizens for any reason under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, secret trials, secret executions. So they're just codifying what Bush has already been doing publicly, but with the key group, the Arabs and the Muslims and the Central Asians, now it's for everybody. And they're calling this a defeat of Bush, getting what he wants codified into law, total broadside, total annihilation of the Fourth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, just due process, just it's unbelievable. And it has passed out of the Senate committee and the full Senate being spun in the media as a way to shield our rights, knowing it'll fool the public just long enough for you not to protest and demonstrate so they can pass it to the full Senate and the House. Military defense lawyers assailed compromise legislation for interrogating and prosecuting terror suspects, contending Friday that proposed rules would prevent them from learning whether evidence used against their clients was obtained through coercion or torture. At the same time, rights groups who initially endorsed the compromise between Bush administration and key Senate Republicans expressed reservations, saying it appeared on closer reading to be vague and could give President Bush, a future president, too much latitude. Quote, it is worse than the system that was in place before, said Marine Corps Major Michael Morey, a military defense lawyer. It is not going to ensure that it's a fair trial. Understand. And that's a secret military tribunal, not a real trial to begin with. It allows the secret arrest of U.S. citizens for rendition. There will actually be a law, not just Bush saying he is the law, which obviously he wasn't. So Supreme Court said, no, it's illegal, you can't do it. So he runs to Congress, and then they lie. It's like Bush says his guest worker isn't an amnesty when it's the biggest amnesty ever. You see, it's all congenital 180 from reality lying. And it just goes on and on here. We'll come back, get more into this, more into the National Intelligence Review. Your call, stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Storming the gates of the New World Order, engaging the enemy at point-blank range. Whenever I hear that intro music, I just envision the smoke of war, and I see millions of Americans, black, white, old, young, climbing over the emplacements, going over the barbed wire, bayoneting the New World Order minions in their nest, taking this country back. And this is an information war, make no mistake, and we're having victory after victory after victory. Doesn't mean we won't have defeats. Doesn't mean things won't get tough. Doesn't mean that there won't be adversity. It won't mean that things aren't going to get a lot darker before the dawn, but we are going to win this fight, my friends. We are going to bring these murdering criminals to justice. We are never going to stop. Commit yourselves now. Sean, Fred, Richard, Ron, everybody, I'm going to get to you, but let me roll through some of the news first. I was getting into compromise on treatment of terror suspects assailed. Critics include military defense lawyers who say it's worse than the system in place. And see, this is one of the government's main tricks. State, county, city, federal, they all do it. They have handbooks on policy, how to lie. And it's the same thing with amnesty. Bush's guest worker program is total, complete North America integration, total legalization of anyone worldwide, the 6-plus billion third world population, 100 million new people every 16 to 18 months. I say that because the last census trended it every 18 months, but new projections show it's going to probably be less than 15 even. It may even be a year when the 2010 census comes out, the 100 million every year. They're all coming here, and it allows unlimited skilled, unskilled, unlimited companies to actually pay to bring them in. It's unbelievable. It gives them North American ID cards. U.S. citizens will have to have them. The Real ID Act is tied into it. I mean, it's the end of the country. And Bush gets up there and says, this is not an amnesty in a State of the Union 2 years ago. And he says it again a few months ago. Then he does that dog and pony show of, oh, I'm going to put 6,000 troops on the border, and it turns out it's only been 1,500, and 80% of those were in logistics, never even went to the border, so it's a couple hundred troops, not even allowed to have ammunition or arrest anybody. They just call the Border Patrol when they see something. Now they're going to have Boeing put out sensors on the border designed to fail, and what, pay them $3 billion bucks to do it? You know how many sheriff's deputies $3 billion would pay for in Texas border counties? If you just gave it all to them without strings, just they had to have armored vehicles and put those new deputies spaced out on the border? I haven't done the math, but I just off the top of my head, I know it would hire hundreds of new deputies full-time with equipment a year. At the state level, they could be under state control through the governors. Of course, we have traitor governors, so it's not going to happen. You put them out there with armored vehicles and 50-caliber rifles, and the Mexican troops will quit shooting people and quit kidnapping. And if they want to have a war, we'll have a war and kick their hind ends like we've done two times before. And I'll go join the military, and I'll go down there, because Mexico's a real enemy attacking this country and destroying our sovereignty and saying this country belongs to them. Iran isn't doing that. Iraq isn't doing that. Syria isn't doing that. Mexico is. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. All you stupid warmongers out there don't know what a real war is for. A war is to defend your country, period. It's to defend your families. And let me tell you, we got reasons for a war. But forget Mexico. The war against us is being run out of D.C. D.C. is using that third world cesspool of corruption to break down our country. And before I go any further, I've digressed off into the border situation, his smoke and mirror of, oh, I'll fix the illegal alien problem. Yeah, you will by totally ending illegal aliens. You'll just make them all legal. Well, it's the same thing with this. Oh, Bush has been defeated. Big defeat of Bush. Neocons on radio going, you watch what they've done to the president. We'll allow terrorists to hit us now. What they've done, it gives him more than what he said. In law, secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution of U.S. citizens? I mean, my gosh, they didn't even have that in the Civil War when Sherman was burning half the South down. Even the British Admiralty didn't have power like that. This is unprecedented. And they call it a defeat, so people go, oh, we defeated George Bush McCain, Mr. Anti-Corruption's leading the charge against it. Well, if McCain's for the bill, it must be good. I like McCain. I've had so many idiots walk up to me and go, I like McCain. Well, Alex, I don't like Bush or Clinton. You're right, they're both corrupt, but I like McCain. Mr. Anti-Corruption, he's part of the Keating Five. He is a criminal. He's been involved in a bunch of other scandals. I've interviewed people that were at the base with him, and he was lavished with care and then taken to a literal fine building, hotel to live in, with whores supplied to him. That piece of filth's a traitor. His daddy was the head of the Navy. He got a gold carpet from those North Vietnamese communists. He's a piece of trash. Again, they say it. It's not an amnesty. It's the biggest amnesty ever. They say it stops Bush from torture and secret arrest when it actually codifies it. They say McCain's anti-corruption when he is part of the Keating Five. That's like saying Al Capone is an anti-corruption candidate. Because the media, I mean, you trust the media? The one person they're always telling you how good he is, McCain? The guy is a giant, I'm not going to say it. The point is, I just can't handle it anymore. Just the level of ignorance, the level of being scammed. Just everything is up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black, and I just, Folks, if you knew how bad it is, if you really studied this all the time and lived this like I do, it would make your head spin. I mean, it is such a joke how bad the lies are. So we read this. Compromise on treatment of terror suspects. Listen to this. Congressional Republican leaders nonetheless plan to move the Compromise Military Tribunal bill to a vote next week before lawmakers recess. That's going to go on this week. And again, they fooled everybody saying, this big defeat for Bush. Yeah, like winning the lottery is a defeat. I mean, it's just, they may tie the bill, which has support among a number of Democrats, to a more controversial measure authorizing Bush's once secret warrantless surveillance program. That's right. In there is also legislation for unlimited no Fourth Amendment. Legislation introduced by Senate GOP leader Friday would make it clear to the president in some cases has the authority under the Constitution. The Constitution says the opposite. To unilaterally order surveillance without a judge's approval. And here is the Navy Judge Advocate General and member of the Board of Human Rights saying, who supports the plan, by the way, it may be the only way some people can have their situation resolved in court, said Rear Admiral John Huston, a former top Navy Judge Advocate General. Where's his quote in here about how you won't be able to get a fair trial? Okay, so, I mean, it's just this is how they operate. They're going to codify in law no Fourth Amendment. They're going to codify in law they can secretly arrest American citizens without charges, and you can disappear into black holes. And they call that a defeat of the president. Oh, Congress is getting tough, defeating the president with a border security plan. You go look at the border security plan, it's an amnesty plan. You see, and they just play that game, knowing the general public, even those that are somewhat politically tuned in, just tune in and hear that and go, oh, good, we're shooting down the torture. We're shooting down the amnesty. McCain's in there looking out for us. Good old McCain. Good old McCain. Good old McCain with his locked jaw and strutting around. That guy's a giant un-American maggot. I'm so sick of all these group of criminals nesting and sucking off of our country, bleeding our country dry, just sitting there over us. And then I look at the public, just mindlessly loving it, mindlessly loving high-tech slavery being set up, mindlessly loving having the Treasury being completely blown out, mindlessly loving surveillance grids going in everywhere and every imaginable cancer, virus, and poison being put in your drugs and vaccines, and you're just slathering to inject them in your tiny children who then die of diabetes and other forms of diseases right in front of you and dying of all this garbage, all these cancers they're getting, childhood leukemia is exploding. They're now resurrecting babies. I have the BBC. They took dead embryos, killed them, and then resurrected them. It's just every form of evil and wickedness and dehumanization. And I'm the weirdo. I'm bad because I don't like it. I'm weird because I'm freaked out by it. Because I'm a primitive who knows a threat when I see it, and I got my hackles up. I'm like a dog that sees somebody sneaking around in the backyard. I'm growling and biting and chomping at the door, trying to get out to go bite them. And you walk in and slap me upside the head and say, shut up, Butch! And I'm just growling and snarling. And you won't look out the window. You won't see what's right out there about to come in your house and eat your lunch. Oh, heaven help us. Heaven help this country. I'm looking at the French news agency, AFP. China rolls out next generation of Internet report. And then you read, it's Internet 2, into the free Internet in China, total controls, and then it says, later, we're getting the same thing here in the U.S. And the average person will read this and go quietly into the night, and they say by 2010, they're going to shut down the old net and force us onto the new one. And my numbers are, it's earlier than that. They're already starting to kill net neutrality without even having legislation. So they're not, you think they're going to let us keep beating their butts?
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
So let me state it, and we'll go to your calls calmly, succinctly. Bush has been announcing he's above the law, that he's an emperor, he can do whatever he wants, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't. So he's going to Congress, and Congress is billing it as a pro-liberty piece of legislation with the fake McCain up front fooling everyone, when it actually, and this is what all the lawyers on both sides that have looked at it, gives the president unlimited power. I mean, if you could secretly arrest and spy on whoever you want and secretly try and secret tribunals and secretly execute, baby, you can do anything. Imagine the United States is going to put stuff on paper that China hasn't even authorized itself to do. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. The people doing this are the ones that carried out the terror. Sean in Arizona, thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show again. I want to commend Mr. Chavez for coming forward. And people really need to go out and read these laws. This president now has more power than the KGB. This president
can go
and disappear.
Well, sir, they hired the former head of the KGB to help set all this up.
And it's incredible to me. I don't know how John McCain gets reelected because no one I find in Arizona likes the guy.
Oh, they're clearly election fraud for the senior citizen, senior senator from Arizona. I mean, he is such a fake. People forget he's Keating 5, and they bill him as anti-corruption.
I do pass out your video, and people are waking up. They are waking up. I just hope it's not too late.
Did you hear me talk about how we had millions of downloads on Google, and they wiped us all out and then set us back to zero to knock us off the charts because we were getting into their favorite, in top 100?
Yep. Yep.
We cannot let them get away with that. Everyone must re-email out my terror storm. I made it. I put it out for free, and we're going to kick their hind end with it. But and maybe it's a glitch. Maybe Google just accidentally doesn't list our news stories when they get millions of visitors. Maybe and when we gripe, they suddenly list them. And maybe they accidentally reset all of the downloads of it to zero, but didn't do it to anybody else. Maybe it is an accident, but that problem needs to be fixed.
I don't think it's an accident, Alex. I know people.
I wonder why they're not wiping loose change off the ratings, but they're wiping us.
You're more dangerous than the loose change guys, Alex.
I don't know. I think they're pretty darn dangerous. I hope everybody's super dangerous. I hope somebody comes along 10,000 times more dangerous than I am to the New World Order. I don't like walking point.
Well, you're not going to be, Alex. We're out there. We're passing out these videos, and we will not surrender. We will not give up our...
Well, there's an old clip I used to play about 8 years ago on the show, and it's from some movie, and it's, "If they take me out, who'll take my place?" And everybody goes, "We will!" And that's the answer we need. They cannot get us all. And I tell you, if they kill me or kill other patriot leaders, it'll be just like the Alamo. It'll be remember. Remember, remember.
Absolutely, Alex. And we are not going to surrender our liberties to these people.
They're a bunch of sickos. How arrogant are they? I mean, I go back to it. Folks, the White House counsels write memos about torturing children in front of their parents and then get questioned about it at a CFR meeting by even disgusted CFR members. And they go, "Yeah, we're allowed to do that." I mean, that is just unbelievable.
It is. They are codifying some of the most horrid torture that the world's ever seen since Hitler.
But it's to keep us safe from Al Qaeda. Thanks for the call. Fred in Philly, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. There's somebody like John Yoo in Delaware.
I'm hearing you there.
Can you hear me?
You got call waiting. Somebody's calling you.
I don't have call waiting.
Okay, well, something cut out. Go ahead.
There's someone in Delaware that recently won the U.S. Senate primary in one of the two parties, Jan Ting. And he had been going around to and setting up these community meetings in favor of the Patriot Act.
I remember that.
I had attended a number of them, and they were complete shams. So there's someone like John Yoo that is now being groomed for a senator or...
Well, it's like Viet Dinh writing the Patriot Act, and I'm not knocking Asian Americans. They're great folks, but why is there such a disproportionate amount of Asian Americans putting out the sickening policy?
Well, I think it has to do with just the fact that you have to have been here a long time, and you have to really feel the specialness of the country and the people, and that gut connection, and why you shouldn't give up the Constitution.
No, I agree. We're out of time. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Alberto Gonzalez, member of MECHA, believes this is Mexico, so he's not an American. Michael Chertoff is known Israeli citizen. And if you actually start looking, it's like more than half the people in the White House aren't even Americans.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Dad! Can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right, we're going to get to your calls. Richard, Ron, and many others that are patiently holding. I do have some other news I want to briefly hit on as well. And I appreciate her letting us back her up today. We had a surprise guest in the first hour, as many of you heard, inside CENTCOM. Seeing top officers talk about how they were given a stand-down order. Really incredible information. But she joins us now. June Griffin, charged with stealing Mexican flag from Dayton business. Now, let me be clear here. We have three different videos we posted a few weeks ago in Arizona and two in California where illegal aliens in mass go to schools, post offices, you name it, in front of police. They take American flags down off flagpoles. They burn them in one case, and others rip them up and stomp on them and hoist Mexican flags. And I got a bunch of other videos where they hoist Mexican on top of American. And in a case in Arizona, a young man jerked the flag away, the American flag, hoisted it back up, and last time I read, he was arrested. The police do nothing to the illegal aliens. They know it's a protected group. The White House hired Rob Allen and Co. to stage all the demonstrations to try to bully the American people into submission. Yes, our government's using a foreign mass of people. Now there's over 65,000 of them in our military. Illegal aliens, instantly legalized. Foreign troops within our country that are controlled by our government. Well, June Griffin was just sick of it. June Griffin, charged with stealing Mexican flag from Dayton business, she blew up. She went in there. The guy wouldn't talk to her in English. He had the Mexican flag hanging up. She grabbed it. It's the type of anger we really, you know, would expect to see from normal people. But the thing is, she isn't getting charged with just some little misdemeanor, disorderly conduct or something. No, they're throwing the book at her. She's facing years in prison, $5,000 bond. Conservative political activist June Griffin has been arrested from the theft of a Mexican piece of trash flag. I'm sorry. Conservative political activist June Griffin has been arrested for the theft of a Mexican slave rag. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm having trouble. Conservative political activist June Griffin has been arrested for the theft of a flag that represents a drug-dealing kleptocracy with an enslaved population who've been brainwashed to hate America. I'm sorry, that's not what the article says. Conservative political activist June Griffin has been arrested for the theft of a Mexican flag from a Dayton business. The 67-year-old Ms. Griffin, who ran for Congress in the recent election, is facing misdemeanor charges of theft, vandalism, and harassment, and a felony charge of civil rights violations or hate crime. See, that's the felony, folks. She'd normally get a misdemeanor for what she did. When a pack of illegal aliens comes in and robs you at gunpoint, the cops don't even come. Ms. Griffin, who said it was the first time she'd ever been arrested, posted a $5,000 bond. She said on July 18th she had noticed a small Mexican flag at the Hispanic grocery in the former Rogers drugstore. She stated, "I went in there and was there was nothing English in the store. There was one man who could not speak a word of English." Now, obviously an illegal alien, but nothing will be done. He gets a free 10-year tax credit. She said she was outraged about the Mexican flag, saying it was an act of war and it insulted her citizenship. Ms. Griffin said, "Oh, by the way, you try going and buying a store in Mexico, won't let you do it. You try putting an American flag up, they'll lynch you. There won't be a word about it on the news either, by the way." Ms. Griffin said, see, we're a pathetic, politically correct group of chicken necks. Ms. Griffin isn't, but this country is, and now we're being usurped by a bunch of third-world criminals. Ms. Griffin, and yes, all illegals are criminals. Ms. Griffin said, as the Hispanic man watched, she tore off the flag from where it was suctioned to a building and left with it. She said, "Foreigners should learn English or leave." Ms. Griffin said she will represent herself in court and said it was done openly and was not a theft. She said she later returned the Mexican flag to a police officer. Like they're going to help you. They love killing this country. She said, okay, that's not fair. A lot of them do. She said a much larger Mexican flag was later put in its place, but she said it is no longer there. Everybody needs to call immigration, and you need to go out there and videotape all those people going in and out, and they need to be arrested. I'm sorry. Let's go to June Griffin. June, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry I'm ranting here. It's just
well, what I want to say as far as activists, the word activist, in our Tennessee Constitution, the Declaration of Rights, it states that the doctrine of non-resistance to arbitrary power is abusive and slavish and absurd. And so we are being subjected to an arbitrary power through this multiculturalism. And I, as a Tennessean, am not going to put up with arbitrary power. And, of course, the arbitrary power is coming from the amount of, say, grants, mandates.
Listen, illegal aliens, whether they be from Russia, India, or Mexico, but Mexico, they're the special. I mean, they're about everybody. They're first class. An Indian or a Russian, second class. Citizens are like fifth class. Cops are third class. And I'm not kidding when I say that. And they're all above the law. They get more tuition, more funding, more welfare. It's an incentive to bring them here to destroy this country.
Well, we're paying for it, and that's always been my position.
I know, that's always fun. We subsidize all the companies that use the cheap labor by paying for their welfare.
Exactly. And so, therefore, to maintain my name as a Tennessean, I have to resist arbitrary power.
Is this guy an illegal alien that runs this place?
I don't know. I'm asking for a discovery process through the DA's office.
I bet money there's at least illegal aliens working in there.
Well, the point is that this is our country. Veterans paid for it. Christ paid for it. And if you come in, you know, the right way, the scripture says, if you come in another way, you're a thief and a robber.
Well, why does this guy have his filthy Mexican flag hanging up?
I don't know. I don't know what his motives are. He won't speak to me in language I can understand. And so, therefore, after we had left,
I bet he'll tell you about his Raza, though.
I don't know.
You know, that's the name of most of the radio stations and grocery stores now around here. It's race. It's all about the race and how I'm a dog creature. and how they're a master race, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I don't care what who you are. You're going to come in the door. When you become naturalized, you have to read, write, and
Well, Bush
English.
Said last week that there's 11 million, it's really 30, and that we can't, quote, get, round them all up. Does that mean just capitulate to the 30 million and whoever else comes?
Well, I don't think there are 30 million in Tennessee, and the sheriff in each county can rid the county of whatever.
Exactly, but the ACLU and the rest of them go pile on any sheriff that tries to arrest these hordes of criminals. And by the way, statistically, they're much more likely to be involved in drunk driving, robbery, crime, because they're already criminals to come here to begin with.
They are thieves if you come in the wrong way. And so I, being a good Tennessean and a Christian and an American, they're not going to come into Dayton, Tennessee without having some resistance.
Well, describe what happened when you were in this usurper invader store. Tell us what happened.
Well, my daughter-in-law, I have a beautiful red-headed daughter-in-law, and she is American as I, just to the bone. And so we had been, for some time, I've tried to get our county and our city to pass an ordinance to keep foreign flags from being flown here because I see the dangers of this multiculturalism. And I have been to both councils. Well, we had again approached our council, our county commission, and it fell on deaf ears. And when you reach, we have no redress of grievances. So I had not been near this store. I had heard about it, you know, drove by, and I said, let's go down there, Stacy. So we went back, it's on a corner, so you have a front door and a side door. And the side door had this Mexican flag, a very small flag, not more than 16 inches long, pasted to the back window of the, to the window of that, that door. And so I went in, and there was the kid sitting on a stool. I don't know how old he was, but I tried to speak to him. Because the Bible says, and I've always followed those prescriptions, if you have aught against your neighbor, you're supposed to go to them. So I went in there.
That's right. Don't accuse them from afar. Go right to their face.
Exactly. And that we have to do that. So I went in there, and he certainly was not intimidated by any means. He sat there and stared at me as stupidly. And I tried to talk to him, and he would not or could not speak English. And I naturally, being an American, got very angry with this, and I tore the flag off the window and walked out. There was no vandalism. There was not any.
I know, let me stop you, ma'am. They arrested 17 Christians and ended up charging 8 of them with 47 years in prison for quietly praying on a street corner in Philadelphia. They finally had to drop it. Listen, you took some maybe 50-cent piece of junk flag.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Off the window,
mm-hmm.
And bare minimum, sure, disorderly conduct, whatever, that's the maximum, is a misdemeanor. They've charged you with a felony,
mm-hmm.
They've charged you with a hate crime, it's right here in the paper,
mm-hmm.
And they'll send you to prison. The crime, the crisis, is that your government, when this happened, is throwing the book at you to frustrate your free speech. Now, what you do when you go into court, and what you televise, you have press conferences, and you play off of, you know, take a TV that's got a VCR, have somebody get these off the web for you that knows how.
Sure.
You can show videos all over the country of them burning American flags, pulling them off schools, pulling them off churches, pulling them off of government buildings, city halls, and doing this. And then when Americans try to get that flag back and hang up that, they arrest Americans. We're supposed to lay here while 30 million people roll over us and openly say they're going to kill all whites. Now, I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan, ladies and gentlemen, 10 times. I'm against racist groups. But let me tell you, the Klan doesn't have 30 million people. And I'm sick of our government paying for the textbooks in Mexico that say this is their country. It is not their country. And they're all the way, they're in New York, you name it, doing this now, taking over this country, killing this country, murdering people, racial attacks, and nothing's done. Meanwhile, this woman goes and gets some 50-cent Mexican flag and grabs it off in anger.
Right.
And then they're throwing the book at her for thought crime and speech crime. Now, who charged you? Who is the traitor piece of garbage in Tennessee? What office did this?
The DA is the one. I've never seen this character.
He's a piece of filth. Tell me who he is.
The DA is the
one. In what county? In what city?
In Ray County, R-H-E-A. And
what county?
R-H-E-A, Ray County. That's where the Scopes trial was back in 1925. And I have said to all over this country, because I went all over the state for the, on behalf of
what is the DA's name? Who is this little punk's name?
Pope is his name. Jim Pope, I believe.
Well, that's shameful. That's one of my family names. I'm ashamed of that name now.
Well,
okay, so
he's doing the bidding of somebody. I don't know. I've never seen the man who charged me.
No doubt it's ADL or somebody.
I don't know, but it may be that I may have to wipe them out in the process. I don't know exactly. I have said to county commissions all over Tennessee, because I cover Tennessee on behalf of the right to post the Ten Commandments, 91 counties.
Sure, hold on just a second. This is, so you're a political activist. They know that. You're in Ray County, Tennessee. Where is
right.
that?
It's north of Chattanooga, 27 miles.
Do you have the number to the district attorney, Pope?
Let's see here. I probably do. Yes.
Now, is this his office number?
Now, they know me very well.
No, no, but I mean, is this his un-American traitor's office number?
423.
This is his office number?
Yes.
What's Pope's first name?
Jim.
Okay, Jim Pope is charging a 67-year-old woman with thought crime for grabbing a 50-cent flag off a door with a pack of illegal aliens.
Exactly.
All right, now let's...
423.
Okay, 423.
775.
775.
4468.
4468.
Right.
Okay, 423-775-4468.
Right.
And call them, be polite and focused, and say, this is America, shame on you, and get their email address and say, we want to email you the illegal aliens everywhere burning American flags, grabbing them off of government buildings, and what's the government do? They sit there and suck their thumbs. Notice the cops will rubber bullet and beat any American, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, if they're out demonstrating for freedom or liberty. But you're an illegal alien, you can block highways in L.A., do whatever you want, and the government just falls down worshiping you.
Well, a lot of it has to do with, I keep taking it back to the tax money that we've had extorted, which is shipped back to the counties. And our governor today in Tennessee made an announcement that he was against taking the federal money because of the headaches of dealing with, for example, a 400-page manual telling us how the money could be spent. So I'm really proud of this move
okay.
here.
Jim Pope is the district attorney.
He's the assistant district attorney.
Attorney, and you need to call. Now, is this a general switchboard, or is this his office?
This would be the office of the DA, who is Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor. People need to call Mike Taylor. It's 423-775-4468.
Exactly.
And you need to call them and say, hey, the illegal aliens are running around, taking over highways, beating people up, bashing up cars. Yeah, you haven't seen the video. It's all online. Burning flags, and it's okay, but a woman grabs a little Mexican flag, and you're going to try to put her in prison. How much jail time are you facing with this felony?
2 to 4 years on that. One of the reporters asked me with, I believe it was Channel 3, he said, don't you know this is going to cost you a lot? And I said, it cost Davy Crockett his life.
A volunteer from Tennessee down here to Tejas.
Right. And I had just made, I bought an Alamo flag and had written on it, remember the Alamo. So that's my flag for this time. And we have all these counties that have said they have a right to post the Ten Commandments. My position is we're taking the Bill of Rights away from the ACLU.
Hey, it's simple. You go to Mexico and you fly their flag, they'll beat you up in the street. Okay?
Exactly.
They don't let illegal aliens come into their country. They think they can walk all over this country. They think we're a bunch of wimps, and I'm not a wimp.
Right.
And I have nothing against Hispanic Americans. I love them. Okay? They're good people.
Well,
but I am against these 30 million illegal aliens that hate this country.
Well,
okay, and they need to get out, and they need to leave.
One thing I want to come out of this is to end these dual citizenships. Teddy Roosevelt said we have no such thing as a hyphenated America.
That's right. You got the Mexicans going down there to vote. They'll vote in both elections. And Mexico says this is how they're taking over the U.S., and our government loves it for the North American Union. Did you know,
yes.
June, that they're setting up the North American Union right now?
Yes, I know they will, but they will not prosper in that.
Well, don't you dare pull down an American Union flag, or we'll put you in jail for 4 years.
The point is that we're not going to have any more dual citizenship.
The point is illegal aliens are gods in this country, and Americans are pieces of trash with no rights. And I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of your district attorney. What is his name again?
Well, Mike Taylor is the DA, and Jim Pope is the assistant DA who is the mouthpiece for this purported...
Ma'am, we need good constitutional lawyers in your area to come to your aid. We need people to support you. We need people to come protest. Do you want to give out your contact info?
Oh, sure. 423. 775.
775-0774.
And I'm set for trial March the 21st, Lord willing.
All right. Give that number out again.
423-775-0774.
Okay. The number to these district attorneys is 423-775-4468.
Yes.
I appreciate you coming on. When did you
Thank
say
you.
Your trial is again for your thought
March,
time?
March the 21st.
March the 21st.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to be there. We're going to try to support you. Try to get some court watchers there to watch these criminals.
I appreciate it.
You bet. God bless you, and we appreciate you coming on, Jim.
Tell people to pray.
We will be. I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for you right when we go to break.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Look, I haven't been castrated, and you shouldn't either. You got a bunch of smiley-faced illegal aliens running around, spitting all over this country. And if you won't stand up when the country's physically being invaded and dissolved, then you deserve what you get. Please go get my new film, Terror Storm. It's now available on DVD, the film, plus 68 minutes of extras. 69 minutes, I keep forgetting. And you really need to have it, Infowars.com, or call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. Get it, make copies, expose the terrorist. Let's talk to Richard in Indiana, then Ron and Matt. Richard, you're on the air.
Como usted, amigo?
How you doing?
Hey,
I was just wondering, just on C-SPAN, there's a guy talking about the lady who took the flag down. It's a criminal offense.
So somebody was on there saying she deserves it, and let's lock her up for 4 years for a 50-cent flag. It's a misdemeanor in real law, but we got thought crime laws now.
Yeah, one other thing I need to know, how can we find out more about Marvin Bush? Because I bought the book, Reflections, and it's not in there, Alex.
Yes, I have the scan of it. I actually have Reflections. There may be a new version of Barber's book. I know they've done reprintings. They may have taken it out.
Yeah, they must have took it out. Is there any way you can tell me what page it would be on?
I don't have the book in front of me, but also there's a scan of it online. It was picked up by two major newspapers that she wrote that.
Is that right?
You can type in Barbara Bush Reflections. It'll come up. You can find the scan of it and two mainstream news articles.
Well, I'll try that.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Okay.
Ron in Kansas City, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Nice hearing you. I've been listening to you for 2 hours. I believe that before everything else can be changed, the monetary system's got to be changed. And that is happening as we speak. The Federal Reserve has got to be eliminated. And it will be eliminated. Have you ever heard of Leo Wanta?
Yeah, I don't buy into it, sir.
You don't buy into it?
No, but we do need to. The Federal Reserve is the heart of it. You're right about that. And the private banking system that's running this mass hoax on us.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Now, Leo Wanta was the
ambassador and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
You don't buy into it?
I really don't. I'm not against those that want to cover it. Anybody who says, if you don't believe this, you're one of the evil ones.
No,
I mean, other people say that. You must believe in this case. And we've done some research into it, and I've looked at it, and I just don't buy it.
Okay, well, that's good enough then.
But that kind of stuff does go on in government. The AP's reported trillions are missing from the Pentagon. So we got Bush right there.
Well, there's $4.5 trillion that's being dispersed at this point that we're speaking from overseas.
No, I know, but everybody focuses on that. We can prove that it's now almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon.
4.5.
Pardon me?
4.5. Yep.
No, sir. You're confusing the admissions of Pentagon's money missing with the claims of Leo Wanta's spokespeople.
Okay.
Two separate things.
Okay.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it, Ron. Good to hear from you. I guess you're a KCXL listener. Great affiliate. Kansas City. Matt in Virginia. Last caller. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about them resetting your counter on the Google video.
Yes.
You know, I know why. Because you are the one with the truth. The reason they don't do it to loose change is the same reason they put pods in their film. They said that missiles hit the Twin Towers. I mean, they bought every piece of bait. They want that to be seen because they're going to debunk it, Alex. I've quit giving out loose change. I only give out martial law and terror storm because you don't buy the bait. You speak from the heart. You only go for things that you can prove, and that's how we're going to win this thing. And
The first edition did have a few mistakes in it, but the guys mean well. They made a really, I think, second edition's great.
I love them to death. I believe them 100%. But they didn't get you to debate Popular Mechanics. I mean, they had those two old guys debating kids. Alex, they done.
Listen, we're out of time. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.